Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja, and today on 5 Fast Minutes with American Muslim Community Foundation, we have with us Osman Ergene from Hidayah Foundation. He is their operations manager. Osman, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks for doing this.
Of course. Tell everybody where you're located.
I'm located in San Jose, and Hidayah Foundation's headquarters are in Santa Clara, and we also have a warehouse collection center in San Jose.
Excellent. So if you had 2 minutes to tell everybody about Hidayah Foundation, what would you like to tell them?
So Hidayah Foundation was founded in 1999 by our president. His name is Waseem Baloch. He initially had a goal of just serving a few students in his hometown, but Allah, you know, blessed his intention, and 20 years later here we're working in 20 plus countries in Asia and Africa, as well as some local efforts here in the USA as well. We have 5 programs, which are social welfare, education, self-employment, healthcare, and environment, and 20 plus projects under those programs. Some of the most prominent ones include our widow orphan support projects, we're supporting 10,000 plus orphans and about 5,000 widows or their caregivers in 8 countries. Mm. And you know, we support their day-to-day household needs, as well as the education of the school-aged orphans, this with a cash stipend. Also, we feed hundreds of thousands of families every year under various food distribution projects, like the 1 Million Meals Project. We do sadaqa meat distribution, aqiqa, kafara, fidya, sadaqatul fitr. We plant trees. We have a 1 Million Trees Project. We actually have our own nurseries in Pakistan that we grow the trees. We install hand pumps, deliver water with water tankers. We ship containers, not just with in-kind donations from our warehouses here in the U.S., but also we purchase containers from all over the international market and ship to different countries throughout the world for relief efforts. Mm-hmm. With various different needed items. In Pakistan, we have our strongest infrastructure and, you know, a lot of almost institutional style projects there, such as we have a Hidayah Institute of Science and Technology. We train software engineers there, and wow. For working, getting them ready for working in the market. We have the Hidayah Institute of Farming and Agriculture. We have houses of knowledge where we teach sewing classes to ladies so that they can support themselves and their families. Adult education classes. We support, we have the Support Hidayah Schools Project. We're running, I think, 45 schools right now.
Wow. So a lot of this looks like it takes a lot of support and infrastructure. Yeah. So what would you tell your donors that support Hidayah Foundation?
So basically, we have, for the donors, basically, I would ask them I would ask Allah to accept it from them, first of all. And I'd let them know that we're very serious about the amana that's entrusted to us. We understand that each and every dollar that's given to us, Allah will ask us about it on the Day of Judgment. So we'll ensure them that we're very serious about getting it to the right places, to the deserving people. And we'll ask them also to make dua for us, that Allah, you know, opens the door for us to continue these efforts of serving, you know, hundreds of thousands of families each year, and accepts it from all of us.
Ameen. And if you could say a little bit about the partnership with AMCF, what would you like to say?
I really, you know, we were contacted by you guys, seems like a few years back, and I really like the mission. It's very unifying how you guys are approaching, you know, not just distribution, but also letting your the participants know about the different efforts that are out there. And this is, it's it reminds me basically of the concept of ummah, and I like that very much. So may Allah bless all of your efforts.
Ameen, thank you. And also, if you could tell us personally about your three favorite charities, what would you select? And we're assuming, of course, Hidayah Foundation is number one.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's very hard to narrow it to three. I really believe that there should be millions of charities because there's so many, so much need out there. And there's so many places that need to be gone. So it's better to have so many little ones that are focusing on their mission and their place, and it would it would be much stronger action. But if I had to choose three, I like organizations that do like niche, serving specific roles. And I'll have to say CARE for having all our backs. I like Taiba Foundation for their work with the inmates. It's like almost people that have been cast away by society, and they're finding redemption in the thousands. So that's an amazing mission that they're doing. And I like Al Furqan Foundation in Chicago with their mission of giving a Quran to every person in America.
Wonderful. So Usman, thank you so much for joining the show. Everybody can learn more about Hidayah Foundation and the wonderful organizations he said in our nonprofit directory. We're doing this mini podcast so that we can strengthen the nonprofit ecosystem and the donor ecosystem. So please do support all of these wonderful causes. And thank you, Usman and Hidayah Foundation, for joining.
Thank you for having us.
Likewise. All right.